I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologist Brian Blackwell, and more snow to make kind of fishing that's been tough even tougher to get at them.
Yeah, definitely. The snow, there's quite a bit of snow around the Webster area. Getting around the lakes is going to be tough for a while, maybe till, into next week when we probably do a lot of melting, and then it's going to be a lot of water on the ice, I have a feeling. So, but for now, it's tough to get around unless you got a snowmobile or something with tracks on it, I think.
You know, there's a few standout lakes this year, like, I guess Big Stone, probably Perch, Ponset for smaller walleyes, Bitterwa Bay, and a few other lakes have had hit or miss, but overall, I think it's really been a tough winter. I'm from firsthand experience and knowledge to it. Do you kind of hear the same things?
Oh, yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It's been a tough bite all winter. And, at times people have had a good bite, and then, it changes daily. Some days they're biting, and then they go back same spot, and there's no fish to be found. So, yeah, overall, I would say this has been, the last 20 years probably, it's been the toughest bite we've seen in this area.
Well, it's kind of like the pheasants that go up and down in the habitat, and then we're talking about the same thing almost with fish. So we've had really good times, or maybe even a couple decades, but that can't continue forever.
No, and it's we're definitely seeing, you look at our surveys, we have lower numbers of fish across most of our lakes. The walleyes kind of are holding their own right now, but perch and northern pike, which tend to make up the bulk of the winter catch, are way down. We just haven't had any rising water for quite a while, and both those species tend to have the waters rising in the spring, and not these decreasing water levels we've been seeing lately. So yeah, you look at that, and just there's just fewer fish out there. So yeah, we're poised to have less fish being caught in the winter time.
We've been spoiled, and that's some of the reasons we live in South Dakota, but a couple Nebraska fishermen told me a month or so ago, he says, even on a real slow day, and maybe not even a day of catching any keeper fish, it's still better fishing than I can find in most other states.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's just like you said, with the pheasants or the fish, we have an incredible resource here, and people continue to take advantage of it, and that's, like you said, that's why we live here. So it's something to be proud of, and have fun utilizing what we have.
Brian Blackwell, biologist, Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of the Webster Game, Fish, and Parks. Thank you. Now we travel over to Hamlin County. Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer down in Hamlin County, and well, I suppose the main lakes that have been producing, probably Clear Lake a little bit, Ponset and some other lakes. How's it with the snow now?
This new snowfall really has not made it easier to get around, for sure. So if you guys are going to be, if the people are going to be out there fishing, make sure you're prepared. You've got tow straps. I see more and more people every day getting stuck out there. The fishing in all reality is still kind of continues as status quo. Guys are definitely going out to Ponset, catching their smaller walleyes, 14.5-inch size walleyes. A few perch are being picked up, not a ton. Albert over there, I'm seeing a handful of more people over there. My guess is the perch bite might be picking up over there. So,
and probably no other action, Thomas or three buck or anything?
The three buck continues to be kind of a hidden lake. I haven't seen any real fish come out of that so far.
Okay.
Clear Lake up by Thomas, definitely a handful of people are trying it. There's all the permanent shacks have been kind of pulled off of there, so most of the use is, maybe under 5-6 trucks I see out there at a time. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen, CEO out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we travel up to the Watertown offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Kyle Lenzner, conservation officer, and right around Watertown, if I can talk, maybe pelican or compesca or dry, but fishing's been pretty tough, hasn't it?
Yeah, pelican was doing decent there, but that about the time the crowd showed up, that's about the time things started to slow down out there. They were getting a few nice walleye. I mean, they're still catching a few, but not like they were. Lake Compesca out there, still a few little walleye, some crappies, but that's even kind of slowed down, and Dry Lake has really slowed down here lately.
Sometimes there are a few perch or walleyes off Goose Lake, but it seems nothing steady at all.
Nope. That one's one of those where you can always go there to mark fish, but it just depends on the day whether or not you're going to catch fish.
Stink Lake, not a lot of perch fishermen anymore?
Yep, that one's kind of slowed down too. They're still catching perch out there, but it's for fishing-wise, for the fishermen, the amount of people, it's really slowed down.
Well, Indian Springs or Bailey's or Reed or anything. Clark, Dry Lake number one, I heard maybe had a little run on perch or walleyes.
Dry Lake one has been a little slow. The one north of Clark. Dry Lake two, guys are starting to catch some walleye and stuff out there. Just got to do some searching and to find those fish. Not too many perch yet being caught. A few nice ones, but no number-wise. Quality is good, but quantity isn't really there. Bailey's Lake, guys are still catching a lot of bluegills and a lot of perch, but mainly on the smaller side.
Well, Kyle Lenzner out of the Watertown and Clark area for Game Fish and Parks, thank you. Well, now we head up to Grant County, Jamie Peck, Elder Conservation Officer, and I imagine the lakes that you know about in Dual County or Big Stone Lake, a lot of snow.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of snow on the lake right now. A lot of ice or water underneath the snow, too, so getting around out there is pretty tough.
Well, I can imagine. Were any lakes producing prior to, 8 to 12 inches of snow?
As far as I heard, there's a few perch being caught on Big Stone yet, but really sporadic, really pretty tough.
Dual County lakes?
Oh, it sounds like there was a few people hitting bullhead, but access there is going to be really difficult as well.
Yeah. Even Clear Lake by the town of Clear Lake or any other lakes, Alice?
You know, I haven't really heard much. There might be a little bit of activity on Alice, but just haven't heard much. Since the snow, it's really kind of gotten quiet.
You know, it's kind of been Bitter Lake at times, Waw Bay, Big Stone, maybe one or two lakes in each county, but it's been a tough year for ice fishing, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, if we didn't have Big Stone, it seemed like in our area, we wouldn't have had anywhere to go fishing.
Yeah,
Big Stone was really taking a lot of pressure, and there was a lot of fish caught out there too. Yeah, it was a different year.
Well, you live in Millbank. Did you get 8, 10, or 12 inches?
We're 12 plus there.
Wow. Okay.
So plenty of snow.
Okay. Well, Jamie Peck, Elder, Grant County Conservation Officer. Thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Well, now we head down to Lincoln, Nebraska, the Nebraska Game and Parks, and Mark Vertiska on the phone. And, Mark, we've been talking about snow geese and stuff for many years, but with the weather and the snow cover up here, how are you setting for those things plus the migration in southern Nebraska?
Well, Don, for one thing, migration here in Nebraska has been actually, it's been probably extraordinary just in the terms of the numbers of birds, not only snow geese, but Canadas and ducks and everything else. I've never heard more people talking about migration this year or any spring than I have this year. And we've got snow geese in places that haven't had them in a while and that have never had the numbers that they're seeing. For example, DeSoto Refuge, I think, has had close to 750,000 birds here last weekend, and in fact it drew about 11,000 visitors to that refuge to go look at them. You know, I got reports of, and I don't know how many hundreds of thousands around Columbus, Nebraska, kind of northwest of Lincoln here on the Platte River using it. Out in Kearney, you know, there was a big concentration out there and then across the state. So it has been one kind of unique year in terms of the numbers of birds, not only snow geese, but other birds as well coming through Nebraska. Well, there was a snow cover. We didn't get what you guys got, luckily.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but we didn't get. We got the winds, but not enough snow cover. And it's warm enough today that the snow's basically gone through, I think, most of the state. So they still got food.
Well, I see down on Los Bluff, it used to be Squaw Creek, I think, refuge, but 500,000 birds down there. But in a week's time, they went from 95% frozen to 5%, so must have had a lot of nice weather there.
Yeah, last weekend was pretty warm, and not only that, we had strong winds again last weekend, and that really opened up a lot of water last weekend. And before that, it wasn't, but yeah, last weekend really opened it up. And of course, you start getting birds on top of that, and that opens it up even faster.
Well, we'll check with you. We know not a lot's going to move north with what we have, and if they do, they might go back south for a while, but we'll run you down next week to see if you're still at full stage and how much more next week. Now we travel down to Arlington, Jacob Christensen. And Jacob, your pheasants, you've got a get-together. Tell us all about it.
Yep. Kingbrook Pro Pheasants and stationed in Arlington. We're having our spring membership banquet. We're hosting out at the Owl Lodge on Lake Oakwood. The event is Monday, March 19th. Happy hour at 6. Meal will be served at 7. This year, for a $50 membership, you're going to receive a hat, Kingbrook Pro Pheasants hat. We'll have an option of three different options for your membership. We'll pay you back $50 an acre, up to 3 acres. You can choose 2 large coon-style live traps or 5 dog-proof footholds. And then our last option is you can get 100 chicks with 2 bags of starter feed. Like I said, that's with a $50 membership. 1481 is catering a meal for us again at 7. We'll have a few guns and other prizes, so we encourage you to bring your family, bring your kids. We'd like to see the younger generations getting involved, and I hope to see some new faces.
Jacob, if they don't know much about it or haven't been to any of the meetings or your banquets, can they give you or someone a call?
Yeah, they can definitely do that. They can give me a call at 605-203-0982.
Jacob Christensen with Kingbrook Pheasants, thank you. Vic Carter on the phone, Dakota Terry Gun Show coming up. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, that's coming up on March 17th and 18th. It's going to be held out at the Ag Complex out on West Kemp. And hours are going to be Saturday, 9 to 5, and on Sunday, 9 to 3. We have 388 booths rented for the gun show or tables. So we got a full house and people coming from about 5 states. And like I said, we're just ready for them, Don, and another full house, so ready for another year.
Well, you know, and there's something there to look at from the whole family. It's mostly guns, but there's other old things and artifacts or different things that people show. Yep. Or even have for sale.
Right, there's a lot of stuff to look at. And like I said, bring the family and let them look and spend a couple hours in there. And a variety of stuff and something for everybody.
And the prices for admission?
Admission is $5 a day, and kids under free or children under 12 with an adult are free, and just bring them on out.
Vic Carter, Cone's Corner, Dakota Territory Gun Show.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.